The prophetic word you're about to hear was given at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, Sunday, August the 28th, 2005, quite a few hours prior to Hurricane Katrina making landfall. In fact, at that moment, no one knew whether New Orleans was going to be greatly affected or not. The Lord spoke many things that day through Brother Freedom, but the following sound highlights from that 90-minute message have been extracted and joined together to give you an overview. Brother Freedom does not even claim to be a prophet or anyone of importance. Freedom is merely one of God's messenger boys. But nevertheless, the messages God pours through Freedom are always correct. This is another example of God telling His servants things in advance.
Sin is reproached any people, but righteousness exalteth a nation. Righteousness, and see, there's another thing right there that God's speaking to me. Righteousness, but our nation is no longer righteous. We're going to start hitting with plagues, and I predict that there's going to be something happen within 24 hours. It's going to hit the borders of this country, and it's going to do a work, unless God permits. There's troubles everywhere, but God is the answer. But God has a reason for this. It's coming to pass, and I believe that New Orleans may be a place of great. On this newspaper, very shortly, God has spoken to me, this is going to come to pass, and I believe, unless God prevents this a nation, we're going to be drawn down with the plagues of God. We're going to feel the wrath of God. We're going to feel the things of God. We're going to feel tornadoes. We're going to feel earthquakes. Divers, it's coming to pass. God is not slack concerning His promises, but His long-suffering, not willing any should perish, but all should come to repentance. The signs of the times are truly here. They've scoffed us. They've laughed. They've laughed, saying, where is the promise of His coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as from the beginning. And the Bible says this they are willingly ignorant of, that how that the earth overflowed with water in Noah's time, and how those that laughed at Noah at that time, that they came crying, yelling out with great lament, please save me. But God says, and you read the first chapter of Proverbs, it says He will laugh at us. At our calamities. He will laugh at us. We need to seek God. God is a God of good, but He's also can be the God of judgment. And I pray, God, that we will not feel that. We don't want that judgment. I don't want that hiss from my God. The enemy is too much without Him. And I realize that my safety is the Lord God from heaven. Now, I have no refuge in man. I have no refuge in my families. I have no refuge in anything. God is my support. God is my inner glory. And whatever it takes, I want to make heaven. But America is in a very precarious position. There's going to be prisons that won't have enough room for the atrocities going to come this way. There's going to be problems when God takes His children out of here. There's going to be people out with guns taking things to live. It's going to be a place of sin. It's going to be a place of unrighteousness. It's not fit for no one to be. Men's hearts will fail them. They'll also cry for death, and there will be no death. It's coming up very soon, and we must realize that we're that last generation. We're going home, and many of our leaders have said, oh, we're going to be here for another 1,000 years, but they're not in tune with the Spirit of God. God is saying, my people, seek me, learn of me, for I'm coming back very soon. For I say my coming is at the door. And I say this world does not see this, say the Spirit of God. They see no intentions of my coming. And they wish for nothing because they're not where they should be with the Lord their God. I say they're having fun and getting people saved. They're having fun living their way. But I say when they get home, they feel that grudgery. They feel that rottenness that's within them. They feel that uncertainty that's around about them. They feel and they sense the lawlessness around about them. But I say they become slaves to this world. They become slaves of the acts, the works of this darkness. They become slaves in their own minds. And I say many are losing the way. And I say many take their lives because they cannot cope with what's facing them. And I say when souls have once had great, great wealth and they lose that wealth, the men and the women also, all people of my world, when they lose this wonderful blessing, they have something within them that wants them to take their life. And I say that is the power of the darkness. And he sees this person that once had known me, loved me, and he sees them as a prey. And at that time, unless my people intervene for that one, they shall be destroyed, and many of them will live in darkness forever. And I say, what a tragedy, says the Spirit of God, for I say the ransom of many was paid for by Jesus, my Son. That ransom was paid in the fullness, that all could have repentance, that all could come to know the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. All could come to the feet of Jesus. But I say, the offense of the enemy has tricked the hearts of many, my beloved. He caused them to have the cares of this world, to be hypnotized in the things of darkness. And those hypnotism of darkness, they lose the grip, and they no longer see there's any problem what they're doing. They see that they're doing this as unto the Lord their God. But I say, in reality, I am far from them. I'm looking for a separated people, a holy people, a people that will live above reproach, a people that will live in the Spirit. And I say, very, very few of my people are really living in the Spirit. I say, where my Spirit is, there is liberty. And it brings great blessings upon my people that are walking in my Spirit. For those that come against my Spirit, who have once known and say there's nothing to it this day, they're in this danger of hellfire. They're in danger of the blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. I say, my people have forgotten. It's a hard thing to come against the Lord thy God, the one that has set you free. And I say, many of my people have people in their grips that are in this position. And I say, they're about to that place of no recovery. They're about to a place of no understanding. They're about to a place of losing their soul. And I say, many of my people have lost their first love. And I'm here this day not to scold, but to let you know what's taking place on this earth. There's problems, and my people need deliverance. My people need a new heart. I say my people need to take that old stony ground that they have had and plow it up and have a new life. They need to plow up, take a new over. And I say my people, when they come to the altars, they do not pray through. They just say a short prayer, and they get up and they leave. And when they get back, they're feeling worse than when they came. I'm looking for a people who will pray and pray until they know their God is in them. Their God is about them. They have prayed through to heaven, and I've heard them. But my people are so, this day, do not want to do anything that's hard. They don't want to do anything that takes any energy. All they want to do is seek their own fun, have their own greatness. They want to have their own desires. They become selfish. They become mindful of their own wishful ways. They want to have nice homes and nice blessings. They want to have the greatest vacations, and they want to have the biggest cars. They want to have the esteem, the eyes of men. Churches, they want to esteem that they're the best, they're the greatest church in that town. And they've come to a height that's so wonderful. And I say, many, many, many have Ichabod on their doors, says the Spirit of God. I say of them, forsaken the way of the Lord their God. And I say, they would not receive this message with gladness as they would not want to make amends for they have failed me. But I say, what is being spoke this day is true. It is from heaven. It's from heaven. I have called this man that I would speak to his heart, that he in his last days would proclaim this word. But I say, they will not hear him, saith the Spirit of God. And I say, where he goes, he has to walk in a very low dimension, because they place him as nothing. They place him as nothing. But I say, he is nothing with himself, but the Lord his serves is something. The God of God is heaven, is mighty. He is a mighty God. And my people must realize this, that he takes infidels and makes blessings out of them. And I say, these that sanctify themselves, they become as an infidel. They lose out. I'm looking for those who will talk and believe that they need my Savior. They need Jesus. They need a remaking over. They need their lives changed. And they want to stay changed. And for those type of people, I will use them. I will minister to them. And I will create with them a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. But for those that are coming around out of haughtiness, hey, special and mighty, that they're so, and I cannot even reach them. And I say they appear to be as windows of heaven. But I say they're actually sewers of wells of wrongdoings. And I say they're very hateful, they're very hardened, and they're very inadequate within themselves. And they know within themselves that they're a failure, but they're too much pride is within them that they cannot surrender and say, Lord, I need you. And they will not tell their brother, their sister that could help them that they needed. They are fighting within themselves. And I said, the enemy has them where they are, and he is having a field day. He loves it because he knows those ones will be tormented, and they will live in a devil's hell forever. I'm looking for a people who will relax the Lord thy God. For I wish my people to live in my presence. I wish for my people to be happy. I want my people to live in my love. I want them to be able to rest in their God. I want them to know that I will not leave them, that they will not have to pray so much seeking my face, but they will know that Lord God reigns. They will know that I heard and answered their prayer, that they can rest safely in the hollow of their mighty hands from heaven, that they will not have any discouragement because, oh man, oh woman, who can change yourself? Oh, the Lord thy God, thou cannot have one less hair that I have put upon thee, that I cannot have one more that I have given thee. I know all about thee, my ones. I know how many heartbeats thou hast, your heart has pumped blood to thy body. I know the will of my life, and I know thee, and I will never leave thee. I have spoken this, but my people think that I'm far, far from them. They ask for revival, and I'm with them. I've been calling for them for many years to have revival. I've chosen them to come out from among them and be separate, and they're not pleased with that. They're not pleased with that. They want to have a revival that they can do what they're doing and do it, keep on doing it, and that's revival. They want to feel good, but they don't want to make any adjustment to feel good. They don't want to be as unwise children no longer. They want the world to think that they're wise and but I say they're willfully wrong in the Spirit of God. They're bringing forth envy thoughts. They're bringing forth things of corruption. And I say, my people, I wish for thee not even to consider the things of darkness. I say, when thou speakest, don't even talk about the things that thou hast done. I say, only look to the Lord their God. I say, many have looking back, and I say, they've lost the way. They've went and told many people they've done terrible things. And I say, yes, they have. They've forgotten the Lord their God. Heal them. Forget them. And I say, my people, that is a trick from the enemy. He has caused my one to go back. And I don't want thee to go back to the well of sin no longer. I don't want thee to go back to the well of hurting no longer. I want thou to go forward and not look back no longer, because I realize that thou art made of dirt. And I said, thou must look to thy source. And I am the source. I am my energy. I am the keeper. I am the one, the almighty Alpha Omega. I am everything. I have given thee my word. I have given thee my son. I have given thee my spirit. And I say, many, many, many do not see that. And they must be blind, says the Spirit of God. They must be blind. And I say, the enemy has blinded them to where they see no efforts. And I say, my churches are so big. I say, they pray for great revivals. But I say the revival is a change of the heart. And it's not what they think revival is. Revival is not just gimme, gimme, gimme. But revival is searching and wanting to come to that place. That their hand offend thee, them cut it off. That they might be a profitable one. If their heart's in trouble, seek me the Lord their God and speak out and says, I need a change, Lord. Take away this guilt that's in my heart. Take away the cesspool of things that come in my life, that I might be properly addressed to the King of Kings, because I am your image, and I want nothing in my life to limit me to come in thy presence, oh God. Help me this day that we might walk upright before the King of Kings, that we walk in his presence. We're no longer undertakers, but we'd be overtakers in the presence of God. That we'd be victoriously over death, grave, and hell. That we would be able to pray for the sick, and they shall recover. And when we say in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, we know it's going to come to pass. And we praise you this day, oh wonderful Lord. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Glory to God. He come up and to us. I thank you, Lord. I have never felt this before. I feel the glory. God's here to disturb you, yes, because he wants to change you. America, he wants to change America. He wants you to quit having those evil thoughts. He wants you to go to those evil places no longer. Not be a place, a slugger against the things of God. But thou would not walk in that church that doesn't ask you to be a separated people. That pastor that teaches you of no truth. Separate yourself from those ones. Call upon God. Come to a place that you can come to one approval by God. And I shall minister my love. I say, if my people will come and seek the Lord their God. But I say, many have not enough time to inquire to get what I've given my servant here this day. They have not enough time. They have not paid the price. And I say they're looking to this one, and they get jealous of him, says the Spirit of God. They're jealous because he has spent time in my love. And I say, I'm getting tired of my people coming against my servants. I'm getting tired, and I'm going to let them very shortly think thus says the Spirit of God. And they will wish that woman had never said nothing, because it will dissolve their life. Hey, I have given my people power. I've given them power to repent. I've given them power to change. When I say they do not want it, so they are walking as they have said that they are there, my people, which are called by my name. But I say in reality, I do not see that. I see them as sluggards. I see them as invaders of the things from heaven. And they've caused great disturbance of my kingdom. They've caused great destruction for my ones that I wanted to be set free. They have caused my little ones to fall. They have caused those ones that want to live holy a great defeat. They've caused many, many slanderous words of infectious wonders from the hell. But I say it's brought infection to my people. And many are critically ill this day. Many are critically not obtaining the Spirit of God because they've been moved upon by the churches. They've been moved upon by the evilness that's within my people. That's why I called for a people that would be separate. But I say my people have went far from the Spirit of God. And I say, yes, I'm quitting in a moment, said the Spirit of God. But I'm here this day to testify that I am the Lord thy God, and I will never leave thee, said the Spirit of God. Glory. Boy. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for thy blessings. I thank you for thy awesomeness. I praise you for thy loving kindness, for thy mercy, for thy saving grace. Cleanse us, totally immerse us in thy Spirit. And Father, for those it's going to take time, let them take heed. These words are righteousness, and they will save them. But I say my people are so selfish that unless it comes from them, they're like a dog in the manger. They don't have nothing to give, but want to keep everybody else from getting the blessing from heaven. But I say I'm going to start fighting for my people. I'm going to start fighting for my people that love me. And I say, it will not be long that the people will see, and they will see the hand of God, and they will not be able to stop it. And I say, this shall happen probably before I take my beloved home. But I say, it's coming to pass. And what's been said is going to come to pass, saith the Spirit of God. Glory to God.